One explanation for the lack of enriched uranium was that some of this fissionable material had been used to produce plutonium in Enrico Fermi's breeder reactors at Hanford, Washington. The mounting pressure on Manhattan Project directors to produce a bomb before the planned invasion of the Japanese home islands must have been terrific. If the submarine's cargo did indeed include U-235 and Dr. Schlicker's fuses, its acquisition by the United States solved two pressing problems of the Manhattan Atomic Bomb Project: a lack of sufficient amounts of uranium and adequate fuses. The American bomb makers may have been greatly relieved that the two major problems facing the Manhattan Project were solved with the surrender of the U-234. The fact that U-234 arrived on American soil carrying 560 kilograms of uranium that was enriched and went on to be used in the bombs that were dropped on Japan can scarcely be argued any longer, except by those who refused to consider the evidence, concluded Heydrich. While it might remain a controversy whether the acquisition of the U-234 was a fortuitous capture or the planned transfer of technology from Germany to the United States, the evidence strongly indicates the latter. If additional uranium was obtained from the U-234, this would have provided more than could ever have been produced by the Manhattan Project and the equivalent of about 8 Hiroshima bombs. It also means the German nuclear program was much further advanced than believed by conventional historians. In late July 1945, atomic bomb components and perhaps additional German uranium bombs were delivered to Tinian Island in the Pacific following a secret and rushed voyage from California by the USS Indianapolis. After delivering its deadly cargo, the Portland-class heavy cruiser suffered the largest single at-sea loss of life in U.S. naval history and became the last American ship sunk in World War II after being torpedoed by a Japanese submarine in the Philippines. Farrell voiced the suspicion that the Indianapolis may have delivered much more than America's atomic bomb. It may have carried a German bomb in addition to its cargo of uranium and fuses. He was supported by Stevens, who wrote that the unexploded German atomic bombs fell into the hands of the Americans at the end of the war in Europe in May 1945, 2 months before the first explosion of an atomic weapon in the New Mexico desert.